No, it's like, he said one more money, he'll ruin his life over there. I didn't ask him. He didn't stay but a minute. He brought the gentleman down there and left him.
He was busy over there.
Oh, he stays busy, I tell you.
How about different kinds of fruit?
We raise everything here now. We got peaches, apples, pears, figs.
What kind of peaches? Type that
you all kinds of peaches, yeah.
Now. What you used to call the type you could break open and the seed would just go...
Well, that was a clear seed, we called them in those days.
And the type that would stick to the seed?
Well, that's a... they call that a... That one was a freestone. This one was, I don't know what to call it, tell you, I do. You know, Sam, my brother-in-law over there, and one time he had 300 acres of peaches. And the labor got so bad, he took them and pulled over and cut them, raked them up and burned them. He said, I must be a crazy. I didn't even say, tree for myself.
Right. Why'd you say he gave it up?
Couldn't get the labor.
Oh.
He sent them, well, he sold most of them in St. Louis and New Orleans. He had two boys trucking, one going to St. Louis and the other going to New Orleans.
And just couldn't get them picked.
He said, yeah, that's why he couldn't get them picked. And another thing about you got to keep them all year. You got to treat them trees all year, keep them pruned. Then you got to keep them, spray them all year.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to go in there, them when they get big, get too many, you got to thin them. And you got to thin them with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
He got $4 a torchage for them. And these boys, I think, got 6 and 8. Hauling them.
Did you ever grow cherries here?
Oh, worlds of cherries, yeah.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, my grandmother had them back in the Civil War days. Had cherries, had the red cherry and the black cherry.
What do you call the thing that's inside that you had to throw out?
Seed.
Just seed?
Yeah, I call it seed.
And when an apple or a plum gets dried, the skin gets all dried. What do you say? The skin is all what? They used to say
wrinkled. Just pull them off.
Shriveled?
Yeah, shriveled, yeah.
Uh-huh. And did the women make anything out of... say, apples or peaches?
Oh, yeah, they made peach preserves out of them and pickled peaches. And out of the apples, they didn't need much of the apple but dry them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, take an apple now. You make an apple pie or something like that, a cobbler or something, and that's about all.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever make anything for bread, spread on bread?
Jelly, yeah.
And
preserve.
When was the first time you saw any fruit from Texas or Florida? Did it come up the river?
Yeah, it used to come up the river, yeah. Oh, back then it was in the teens, in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't start to come in free until they got the trucks running up in the 40s.
What did they used to bring up?
Of course, now these Deacon Nile and M.O. Carter up there, of course, they people brought it in Memphis. And they bring it in by the truckload or by the carload to ship it. Oh, they come up on the boats, you see.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fruit was it in the old days?
It was apples and
lemons?
Lemons and apples and pears and grapefruit and things like that, oranges, bananas.
Did they bring it all?
Oh, bananas by train load.
I meant to ask you, when your brother-in-law got rid of his... trees.
He sold it out in less believe and got cows on it.
Oh, he did? How did they get did they pull the stumps?
He took a bulldozer, you know, and that just knocks it out by the roots.
I see. The whole thing is
gone. Yeah, whole thing. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, in the old days, what would you call a white man who was kind of poor and...
Called him a peck of wood, a redneck.
Is that right?
Yeah.